in person, on live stream, podcast, or sermon by phone. Thank you to all those who assist in making this service possible in its various forms. This week is National Volunteer Week. It starts today and runs until Saturday, April 20th. This is a time to celebrate and thank Canada's 24 million volunteers. This includes the many very important volunteers that are active here at Trinity in our church life. This year's theme for National Volunteer Week is Every Moment Matters, which highlights the importance of every volunteer and each contribution they make at a moment when we need support more than ever. The sharing of time, skills, empathy, and creativity is vital to the inclusivity, strength, and well-being of our communities. Thank you to all Trinity volunteers. You are the heartbeat of our church, and our mission of serving others simply could not happen without you. Thank you. Thank you to all the volunteers who shared their time, talent, and treasure for the hot turkey community meal yesterday. Over 200 meals were prepared and distributed with the help of over 45 volunteers. It takes many volunteers to prepare, distribute, and of course clean up after these meals. We also thank those who donated for their meals. Beginning next Sunday, April 21st, we are invited into a time of reflection related to real-life themes such as violence, grief, values, and forgiveness, and it's called It's Our Saga Too. This five-week program is co-facilitated by Reverend Rachel and Reverend Bob Lockhart. Pre-registration is required, and please check the bulletin for additional information. Next Sunday, April 21st, following worship, the Trinity Pastoral Care Team invites the congregation to the auditorium after the service for fellowship, coffee, and tea. Please note in the bulletin it says that there is a Christian Life and Growth Team meeting following the service, but that is actually on April 28th. The Trinity Kitchen needs supplies. Thank you for the donations we have already received. We continue to request donations of the items listed in the bulletin and appreciate financial contributions. Currently, we're looking to receive or purchase large pots for making gravy. Please see the bulletin for additional information. Save the date, Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. Your Trinity Council invites you to the Trinity Spring Showcase, an afternoon of music to celebrate the arrival and the beauty of spring. For additional information, check the bulletin or the green announcement sheet. For more information on the life and work of Trinity Summerside, the bulletin and green announcement sheets are available at the entrances and on the website, trinitysummerside.ca. We acknowledge that the land upon which we gather is unceded Mi'kmaq territory. Epiquette, Prince Edward Island, is covered by the historic treaties of peace and friendship. We pay our respects to the Indigenous Mi'kmaq people who have occupied this island for over 12,000 years, past, present, and future.
Thank you, Nancy. Good morning. Welcome. I'm the Reverend Rachel Campbell. I'm a minister here at Trinity United. Thank you for worshiping with us in person or online, podcast, or sermon by phone. I want to take this moment before we move into the celebration of birthdays to thank the children and youth who led the service last week. It was phenomenal. I watched from home and it was so well led. I heard nothing but positive things about the ministry leadership of our children and youth, and I want to give them a round of applause if they're watching from home today. Because they're on a much-deserved break, they'll be back, and their energy will be back next week as they begin another Eastertide season of junior church and junior youth group. So if you're watching from home, a reminder, you start back up next week, ages 3 to 15, with our fantastic leaders. And I want to thank everyone for such a fantastic service. Also, we do have some celebrations of birthdays. We've had a lot of birthdays over the last little while, so I'm going to mention as many as I know, but I do know that through the week we had Eleanor McDonald, who you'll recognize her name because she knits over 100 mittens for our mitten tree every year. She had a birthday on April the 10th. I know coming up, Margaret Laird is turning 81, I believe, and she watches online, and I know her daughter is here, and also we have her son-in-law, who I asked yesterday, how old? She has a birthday coming up, and he goes, I'm just the son-in-law. but I did find out Margaret's birthday is April the 16th. I was talking to Willard Howell yesterday. He had a birthday on Friday, and I know that they watch online as well, so that's great. Susan's sister, Sandra, in Ontario, watches online, and so happy birthday to Susan's sister, Sandra. Mabel Crew had a lovely visit with Mabel and Alan. She had a birthday on April the 5th. And also this past week, Paige Curran, Michael D'Agostino, Reverend Andrew had birthdays, and I believe we have a birthday girl in the house. Yes, someone's saying, Reverend Andrew turned 60. He did. He turned 60. I told him it's a new 40. It's a new 40. And in the house, Diane Windsor. There you are. Happy birthday. Can we sing happy birthday, dear friend? Oh, wait a second. Are there any other birthdays? Darlene, and you fessed up. People were pointing at you, but you said, yeah, it's my birthday. Darlene Smith, happy birthday. Any other birthdays? Happy birthday, dear friends.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear friends, happy birthday to you.
Let us come together in this place and claim a time for sanctuary, claim a time for pause, claim a time for learning, and hopefully be commissioned to take what we learn out into the world. Let us prepare ourselves for worship. I invite Anna Bessie to help me light the Christ candle this morning. We all need to run up to the sanctuary just like that, just like that. So today we're going to light the Christ candle as a sign and symbol of Christ's presence with us. I'm going to get you to hang on to this and I'll bring it down to you to make it easier, okay? That out. Good job. Good job. Thank you.
I come with joy, a child of God, forgiven of and free.
please join me in the call to worship that is printed in your bulletin and on the screen. We are called to be the church.
We come to learn from the lessons Jesus taught.
Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles.
We come in amazement of the wondrous things God is doing in the world.
All who believed were together and had all things in common.
We come with our own unique stories and histories, drawn together in God's love.
They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need.
We come to learn ways we can care for God's people and creation.
Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people.
We come to share in fellowship as God's people.
And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. We come to worship God together in community. Seated. And let us once again join our voices together in the gathering prayer. Holy God, as we gather today as your people, make us attentive to your call in our lives. Help us to notice the things you do among us, the things you stir in our hearts, the opportunities that surround us to share your love with others. Guide us in this time of worship, we pray. Amen. I invite Lily to offer us the parable of the mustard seed in the Spark Bible.
Jesus said one day to a crowd of listeners. He tapped his chin. How can I describe the family of God to you? Aha! God's family is like a mustard seed. But mustard seeds are tiny, the crowd exclaimed. Jesus scooped some round black seeds from the ground and rolled them in his palm. When they grow, the mustard seeds turn into the largest, strongest plants around. Even birds put nests in their branches. The crowd was starting to nod. They were getting it. It starts small, but the tiny seed grows into something great. He stepped back to show a full-grown mustard bush as tall as two people. God's family may have started out small, but each time someone shows or tells others about the love of God, it grows and grows.
Our responsive reading this morning is Psalm 111. I will thank you, God, with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in their assembly.
Great are your works, O God, studied by all who delight in them.
Honor and majesty are your work, your righteousness endures forever.
You have honored.
You give food to those who fear you. You keep your covenant always in mind.
You have shown your power in action, giving your people the heritage of nations.
The works of your hands are faithful and just, all your precepts trustworthy.
They stand fast forever and ever, grounded in justice and truth.
You sent redemption to your people.
You keep your covenant forever. Holy and awesome is your name.
The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
Those who practice it have good understanding. May your praise endure forever.
Please join me in prayer, and let us pray. Loving God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, dear God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I would be a bit out of touch this week if I didn't at least mention the solar eclipse that was experienced by many on April 8th. Our house in the western end of the island was in the prime viewing path of this celestial event. Many joked on social media there was so many people heading to the western part of the island that that end of the island risked being snapped off. Well, even though y'all flocked to God's country on April 8th, the breaking apart didn't happen. We are still connected to the rest of ya. However, what was experienced that day was beyond fascinating. On our 90 acres, the world went silent. And this picture that's on your screens today, and I will ask James, who is working the live stream, to share this picture at home with folks. This picture is what I captured just before everything went dark. Just before the moon blocked out the sun. It was a time of twilight and the moment when things were about to change. In the first breath of that very moment, there was complete silence and stillness, a chill in the air. And then there was this energized excitement within nature, an explosion of energy from those who were with us, sharing in this moment. I stood in the side yard of our home close to the woods as the sounds of awe echoed in a way I have never heard before. I was taken back by how the sound amplified our very existence. I didn't record what was happening in the sky. But what was being experienced around me, I recorded that. I captured not only the visual of the physical environment in the midst of change, but also the audio in that moment, how it sounded. It was echoey, and it was surreal. Absolutely surreal. The ahs and the oh my's. Energy changed. There was a rush of emotions, a feeling of being grounded and lifted all at the same time. This experience once again reinforced that we are just a very small within this vast universe. We're just a very small part within all of creation. Very small, but very important. Very mighty in our smallness. We are connected to what is happening in here and out there. We are part of this network of the creation story. If anything, the solar eclipse on April the 8th offered us the perspective of being like mustard seeds. Within the wider scheme of existence, April 8th was a living parable. Today, we are reintroduced to the stories known as parables in the telling of the parable of the mustard seed that Lily shared. Some would say that Jesus used parables to offer the hearers tangible lessons that would invite transformation through lived examples, lived experiences. The hearers of the parables, those stories that Jesus shared, would understand aspects of the parables. There would be a familiarity to them, and yet they'd be challenged to see things, those familiar things, differently as the story would unfold. Jesus guided the hearers throughout the story, the parable, to create a thoughtful place of comfort, of challenge, of change. He encouraged the hearers through the telling and sharing of parables a chance to witness truth and be transformed into that truth. The truth that Jesus offers is in many respects reflective. It offers us a time to step away and reflect. It is in the silence of Jesus' truth, like the silence at that moment when we experience the solar eclipse, when majesty and awe are echoed back all around us, offering us an opportunity to witness how things are lived within the kingdom of God compared to the earthly realm. That moment in the solar eclipse, that was a thin place. I'll go toe-to-toe with anyone to argue that. The parables, the heavenly and the earthly understandings very much become a commissioning of each of us and to each of us, taking what we have heard, what we are witnessing, and going out and living them out into a new transformation of wisdom. That's why prayer works, because we are changed so that the world changes around us. The earthly and the heavenly weave together within our responses. That is the making of a parable. And this is not new to our Christian faith. We were and continue to be built on oral tradition. We share stories all the time. That's how we learn and experience life. We connect, we get engaged. And within the season that we're in now, known as Eastertide, the earthly and the heavenly are deeply connected. Our faith is all about the sharing of wisdom and being transformed with that wisdom. Jesus gets off the cross. Jesus is resurrected. And the first thing that Jesus does is, I'm going to be with my friends. I'm going to share wisdom. Within this liturgical season, we take the story of what we have experienced through Lent and now Easter and are called to live all of that out into the world we live in today, not in the time of Jesus, today. We are to live out the modern day parables as Christians today. In William Barclay's This Daily Study Bible on Matthew 13, he offers this conceptualization on the parables. He says, the parables always make truth concrete. There are very few people who can grasp and understand abstract ideas. Most people think in pictures. We could go for long enough, try to put into words what beauty is, and at the end of it, no one would be very much the wiser. But if we can point at someone and say, that is a beautiful person, no more description is needed. We might try for long enough to define goodness and at the end leave no clear idea of goodness in people's minds, but everyone recognizes a good person and a good deed when he sees them. In order to be understood, every great word must become flesh. Every great idea must take form and shape in a person. And the first great quality of a parable is that it makes truth into a picture which all can see and understand. On April 8th, we were witnesses to a shared parable lived out right in front of us, and it was very tangible. Truth became a picture to see, and we were commissioned to respond, to live into new understanding, to see and maybe even begin to wrap our heads around what we were experiencing. The science and the awe, the explainable and the unexplainable, all of this potentially leaving us with more questions than answers. Science does that, and so does faith. Sparking our curiosity about what we have seen and what we have heard, Jesus had a way of leaving that kind of impression on the hearers. He leaves that impression on us then and now, gifting us with new understanding, but also getting us to ask more questions. commissioning us to live into our faith, to live the word into the world. That commissioning is like witnessing truth firsthand and then creating a picture that we can be familiar with, that we can try to wrap our heads around. And it engages us to dig in deeper, to learn more, see something in the picture that we might not have even noticed before. Noticing more and more, learning more in a bigger way, that feeling of being grounded and being lifted all at the same time. The holy truth and the holy mystery are now hand in hand. We again hear this connectivity between truth and mystery, earthly and heavenly, in the psalm lesson that Carl led. Psalm 111 offers a beautiful thanksgiving to the majesty of God and the great works that we see within the universe. And then we have that beautiful refrain, hallelujah. Again, holy mystery, holy truth are connecting within this psalm when we hear, great are your works, O God, studied by all who delight in them. Notice the commissioning to study, to learn, to find delight in all of this, to create a space in the earthly realm with the teachings of faith that are beyond the earthly grounding. Yesterday, as I was here and people were leaving with meals and showing up to pick up meals and sitting and eating together, that was a living parable. That was truth and faith coming together. And it's not always an easy task. Sometimes we can get wrapped up and almost frozen by the weight in this world. And it's not about ignoring those things in this world. It's about how do we respond to them. Because there are man-made implications that are causing harm in this world right now. And there are moments when we strive to live into this world that Jesus wants for us, and it's hard to do that. Knowing, though, that it begins with our own hearts, our own understandings, and our own actions. Jesus knew this, and Jesus taught this. This is why parables became important in the oral teachings of Jesus. Again and again, he told these stories. That is how the stories were brought to life and showed us how we could respond to the teachings. And you know what? We're part of those stories. Parables were and are heavenly being lived here in the earthly. Parables begin with learned wisdom to welcome and encourage transformation. They create healing, love, a commissioning for a better world to be manifested. As Kelly shared last week in Team Spotlight about the Trinity Council being the hands and feet of the life and the work of the church, that description of the work of the council is more than just words. It is truth being lived out here at Trinity by each of us. Some days, it's done really well. And other days, the work is hard. Other days, it's difficult. And we need to work harder, dig in deeper, ask for deeper understanding. Council, team members, staff, congregants, all of us working together, life and faith coming into balance like the efforts of the tiny mustard seed. Potential is waiting for truth to be lived out. Through parables, we see life and faith coming into balance just like the solar eclipse. It will create great moments of awe. Things will look and feel and sound different. Our lived realities will need to be transformed and be filtered with the teachings of love that is our faith. God's heavenly realm being realized within this time and space. And that is our call. Our call is to get out there and experience it. To not just get focused on one thing. Just focused when the sun looked like behind the moon. Why did we just get focused on what the sun looked like behind the moon? Our commissioning is to go beyond that and experience all of it. What happened around us? The parables take us on a journey of what's happening in the story and around the story. It is like lifting the veil and coming face to face with truth, all of it. And even in that moment of truth, we know we won't understand everything. But we will begin to be transformed if we welcome the invite, if we can just get past the moon blocking out the sun. It's our choice. These moments, they might be small, but they're extremely mighty. Moments in time that will create change in us. And I promise you, once we're changed, this world will change. Treasure all these moments of holy mystery, all these moments of holy truth, and maybe they will be agents of love, joy, and blessings as hearts are renewed. Let us pray they are more common than a total solar eclipse. All glory is God's. Amen. I told Sharon that I was going to stand up really, really tall to be as tall as Sharon. I'm obviously not Sharon, but she has put me on a mission to do the Minutes for Mission today. And so, time, talent, and treasures. Each week, we lift up the gifts that each of you bring to this place, the people, and the ministry of this church. Well, in a fun and creative way, the Faith and Action team are going to make space to lift up your time, your talents, and treasures on Sunday, May 5th, after worship, during the Soup and Roll event hosted by our Christian Life and Growth team. So come to the auditorium on May 5th and pick up a bowl of soup and a roll. Make a free will offering to the children and youth programs of the church, then sit back and while enjoying conversation and fellowship over that bowl of amazing soup, you will get a chance to have some fun with the Faith in Action team as they host their Time, Talent, and Treasures auction. A fun-filled way to raise awareness and funds for the outreach of this church. The auctioneer, the extraordinaire, our very own Emily Skierman, will be sure to entertain all of us. And you can sit back and make a bid on the items that capture your attention and your curiosity. You will see an insert in your bulletin with all the information. And not to worry, this insert, so if you're watching from home, it'll be posted on our webpage and our Facebook page for our online worshipers on how to get involved. And Sharon said, make sure you tell them to read both sides. So read both sides. I said I would do that. We are hopeful that every family connected with Trinity, near and far, will donate an item. It could be a beautiful potted plant. You'll see a couple plants that are up here on our lectern this morning. It could be a beautiful potted plant, or even a mystery box, like this one. I love, Alex, I like you. Yeah, there, a mystery box. The mystery box is, like this one, is from Jeremy and I, from our family, for the Time, Talent, and Treasures auction on May 5th. This mystery box will take you on an adventure. Intrigued? Good. So you're invited to come on May 5th and stay after worship and join us in the auditorium for a time of fellowship and spirited fun as we support the ongoing ministries of this amazing church inside the walls and outside the walls of this place we call Sanctuary. On May 5th, we are invited to celebrate and support the programs that nourish us inside this church and the programs that nourish us, those around us within our community. All glory is God's. For those who are able, in the presence of God, let us rise and offer a blessing of prayer over the offering of time, talent, treasures, and resources. And please join me in prayer. Let us pray. Holy Creator, we offer these gifts to you. May they serve all your people and help us come together in a community of your love. Amen. Please join me in prayer.
And let us pray. God of the universe, creator of galaxies and rivers and trees, author of hope and giver of peace, there is no end to the amazing things you have done. Help us to take it all in. Help us to learn from stories of others. Help us to notice your presence all around us. Holy God, you call out to us in many ways. Make us aware of all the places where you are calling us to serve and to give of ourselves. In areas grand and humble, in forums global and local, and give us a desire to contribute in helpful ways. Compassionate God, there are many people and situations that weigh on our hearts, people who are sick in body and mind and need healing, people who are persecuted and oppressed by systems of injustice, cherished children of the living God who feel alone and unworthy of love. And in this time of quiet silence, we lift them up to you, Lord. Hear our prayers, O God, and attend to them in loving mercy. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. To be God's noticing people, attuned to the movements and the workings of the Spirit around us, let the awe and wonder of your starting point and the blessing of God be your guide. Amen and hallelujah.